Welcome to Yanyak's Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm your host, and we have a jam-packed session today. The bulls are officially running in 2026, folks.
They certainly are. We saw the S&P 500 and the Dow notch fresh record highs to kick off the first full trading week of the year. It feels like the momentum from late 25 has just rolled right over.
It really does. But I noticed something interesting in the tape today. While the big indices hit records, the small caps actually stole the show. The Russell 2000 was up over 1.4%.
Exactly. That's a risk-on signal. When you see the Russell and the mid-caps outperforming the mega-caps, it tells you participation is broadening. It's not just the Magnificent Seven dragging the market up anymore. Investors are hunting for value in the smaller names.
Speaking of hunting, let's talk about the sector wins. Technology is usually the headline, but today there was a very specific flavor to the tech rally. It wasn't just AI chips in the traditional sense, was it?
No, it was a pivot to storage. The memory names went parabolic. We had microchip technology issuing massive upward guidance, basically saying the cyclical downturn is over. That lit a fire under SanDisk, Western Digital, and Micron. The market realized that if you're building out AI data centers, you need massive amounts of memory. It's the pick-and-shovel play of 26.
Interesting. So while everyone was watching the processors, the storage guys were printing money. But we have to address the elephant in the room. NVIDIA. They launched the Rubin platform, promising an AI supercomputer. But the stock, well, it didn't exactly moon.
It was a sell-the-news reaction, or at least a yawn at the news. NVDA is struggling to break away from its 50-day moving average around 186. But here is the kicker. NVIDIA announced they are entering the autonomous driving space with their Alpamayo platform. They are going head-to-head with Tesla's full self-driving stack.
And the market punished Tesla for it.
Brutally, Tesla dropped over 4%. The narrative is shifting. If NVIDIA can offer an open-source self-driving platform to every other car manufacturer, Tesla's moat shrinks. On the flip side, this was great news for rideshare names like Uber, because it accelerates the driverless fleet timeline.
That makes sense. Uber gets the tech without the R&D spend. Let's pivot to the macro picture. We had some services PMI data drop. Any red flags there?
A little bit of cooling. The reading hit 52.5, down from the flash reading. It's still expansionary, but it shows the service sector isn't overheating. However, the real macro drama was in energy. The sector was the worst performer, down nearly 3%.
I saw that. Chevron took a massive hit. Is this the Venezuela news?
Spot on. Reports are circulating that Venezuela might start exporting oil to the U.S. again to rebuild infrastructure. Chevron is the major operator there, but the uncertainty and potential supply floods spook the sector. It's a geopolitical wild card we have to watch tomorrow.
All right, let's get tactical. I want to look at the charts. What is the WaveWriter data telling us for the next session?
The overall sentiment is cautiously bullish. The VXX, our volatility gauge, is asleep at the wheel, hovering around 26. That suggests no immediate panic. For the SPY, we are watching a support level at 691.80. As long as we hold that, the path of least resistance is up.
But are we just grinding, or are there breakout setups?
Oh, there are breakouts. But they aren't in tech. They are in biotech. The WaveWriter scans flagged clear continuation setups in Vertex Pharmaceuticals and Regeneron. These stocks showed clear relative strength into the close.
Wait, biotech? That sector has been dead money for a while. You really think it's time to rotate there?
The volume doesn't lie. Look at Vertex, ticker VRTX. It held high ground while the broader market chopped around. If it clears 469.25, it's a blue sky breakout. Same with Regeneron. The healthcare sector was up 2% today. That is institutional accumulation, not retail speculation.
Got it. Follow the money flow. Any other specific names showing a dip and rip setup?
FedEx, ticker FDX. It had a strong late day surge. If we get a morning pullback to around 306 or 307, that's a prime entry for a run toward 310. It's acting very firm in the industrials group.
I want to touch on a longer-term idea before we wrap. We saw a spotlight on Expedia Group for 2026. Why Expedia?
It's a margin expansion story. They are integrating AI into their booking platforms, which cuts costs and improves conversion. Plus, with the Winter Olympics and World Cup coming up in 26, the travel calendar is a massive tailwind. It's a buy-and-hold candidate, but watch that stop loss.
Always watch the stops. All right, quick hits. Any upgrades or downgrades moving the needle?
Microchip obviously got a slew of upgrades after that guidance. On the flip side, keep an eye on downgrades in the housing sector. Lennar and DR Horton got cut by analysts. The rate environment is still tricky for builders.
Okay, traders. Tomorrow morning, watch that 692 level on the SPY. Keep an eye on the biotech rotation and don't get caught on the wrong side of the energy trade.
And remember, volatility is low, but that can change in a heartbeat. Stick to your levels.
Thanks for the insights. That's it for Next Day Prep. Good luck and trade safe.